his friends, this you should be a special schus. Chali b'basnecha gittol, adina b'sheva b'basnecha gittol, l'bracha b'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedeihem. We're going to be discussing katlus v'gadlus b'pnei Noach. There's a beautiful shtickle in the Mishnas Rabbi Aaron. Unfortunately, we have not learned very much from that sefer, if at all, over the years. And this is a wrong that has to be redressed and fixed, because Ein kamo Agon Hagadol Mibonei HaTorah b'America, Aaron Kotler Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So Ma'od Kedai, Ma'od Kedai. So in the Tshuvas HaRosh in Klal Tes Zayin Siman Aleph, he writes as follows: V'sha'alta me'ayin lano deben yud gimel shon av yom echad hu bar onshin. Aval pachos mikein lo. How do I know 13 years old is a bar onshin and less is not da? Should know. Ki halacha l'moshe misinai. This is a halacha l'moshe misinai. This is a halacha that was given to Moshe at Sinai and passed down. V'b'chlal shi'urim chatzitzim shehen halacha l'moshe misinai. This is included in the idea that the Gemara says that shi'urim amounts, and chatzitzim and mechitzim, what's considered a chatzitza and what's considered a mechitza, these are all halacha l'moshe misinais. The shiur, and that including that is being a 13-year-old boy and 12-year-old girl, is chayv in mitzvahs. The shiur v'kitzva l'chol davar nasan l'moshe baal pek, as God told Moses orally the amount of everything, including bar mitzvah age. Now we know that halacha l'moshe misinai was given to the Jewish people and not to the goyim. Rambam, 9th parak of Hilchos Malachim, Malachites v'yud, v'chein chayv al pochus mishav v'pruto, u'ben noyach shegozal pochus mishav v'pruto, v'acher v'gozal menu shneim nerogim alea. There's a chiv misa even on pochus mishav v'pruto. V'chein chayv al iver min achay, v'al boser min achay, v'chol shehu, shlo nitnu ha-shi'urim el li-Yisrael bilvad. He's also chayv an iver min achay, and he's chayv an boser min achay, just eating the flesh of an animal, living animal, or a limb of a living animal, any amount, the guy is chayiv, shelo nitnu ha-shi'urin el Yisrael bilvad, because shi'urim amounts were only given to Yidden, to Jews. So now, came for the shayla, the question presents itself, a guy who doesn't have this sheer gadlus of Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad, he doesn't have an age of 13. So until when is a goy a cotton? And from what time is he a gadol? You can't hold a goy responsible, 2.5-year-old goy. When does a goy become a gadol, and when is a goy a cotton? What's the sheer for a goy? They don't have our halach l'moshe misinai. So there are those achronim, Ayin b'imrei bina, b'sof sim involv mehilchus treifus. That says that since the whole inyan of godless for katnus is halach l'moshe misinai, the mele goyim aren't included in godless and katnus. They don't have a chiluk v'davar hakovea ad emasiya katnus u'meemasiya godless. There is no time that's koveh for a goy when it's katnus and when it's godless. Uvevadeh shegam nochrik shover al achas misheva mitzvosim mebli das ein ochayev olea. Uvor barambam beperek yud memelachim alocha aleph ben noach sheshogak ba'achas memitzvosav potter miklum. So if a ben noach is a shogeg, he's potter. And if so, a nochrik katan who doesn't have das because of his katnus, if he doesn't maisa, that's considered an avera, he's potter. But his tour is medin shogeg. But that a nochri should have a din katnus and godless, and there should be a similar dvar heker, that you can recognize whether he's a katan or a gadol, that they don't have by goyim. Elamai, if he doesn't have das, then he's potter, because he's like a shogeg. But this whole notion of katnus and godless, goyim don't have. You can't be mechayev a katan b'yoser because he doesn't have das. So he'll be chayiv not al tzkotin. He's chayiv al tshogeg. However, in the Rambam, it's muchoch that goyim have a shir godless. And the shir is yud gimel shanim v'yoyim echod, k'moshu hu b'Yisrael. Goy becomes a bar mitzvah at 13. Wow, is that a revolution or what? Rambam paskins in the 10th parak of Hilchos Malachim, Halacha Beis, Ben Noach She'anso, Anas Lavor, etc. Ulala Meinon Shemehem Lokot V'Locherish V'Loshoyt Elefish Einan B'nei Mitzvos. So a guy isn't guilty if he's forced to be over one of his Sheva Mitzvos, and we never punish from them neither a Katan nor a Chereish, a deaf mute, nor a Shote, because what do you want from their lives? They're not guilty, these people, because they're only Katanim, and Al Tzkatan they are not responsible. Why not? Because they're not b'nei mitzvahs. It says ben mutar lo lavor, if he's forced, he's allowed to be over. Even if he's nanas lavor over the zara, because they're not mitzvah kiddush Hashem, and we don't punish a katan or a cheresh or a shoyte because they're not b'nei mitzvahs. So he talks here. The Rambam talks here about a katan, a goy katan. In the second paragraph of his Ishus Halach of Zion, after he explains all the dinei katlus for godless, by a boy, by a girl that are learning Halach of Moshe Sinai, talk the Rambam Nimtzu Kol Hashem Shabianu Yanam B'Shem Prakamelu Asim B'Shem Shemos Ve'elu Ein Ketan and Arab Bulgaris Katan Sim Kol Hashem Ve'elu Lamas Chatamid Vayelozu Meinecha Kol Ani Neim Kedesh Leini Atzvichem Levar Ein Kol Shem Inyan Kol Shem Ehem B'Chol Mokum Shenaz Kirasa. So listen, says the Rambam, I want you to pay attention. Turn off your phone. Stop texting your friend. Stop thinking about your work. I want you to listen to what I'm saying. I told you what a ketana is, what a naira is, what a bulgaris is, what a katan is. I told you all these different categories. And I want you to know that these exist and what they mean. Because I don't want to have to tell you every time anew. So every time I mention cut, you know what I mean? Every time I mention Bulgaris, you know what I mean? So this way you'll be holding, you'll be banyanim, as they say in French. You'll be holding with what's going on. Why? Because I told you. So here you have it. Here you have the principles. And then apply it. Whenever you see these shemus, you know, b'mem dubal, you know what I'm talking about. Awesome or not awesome? Awesome. V'hala. As muchach b'Rambam, we see clearly in the Rambam that dine, katlus v'gadlus, shavim ben ben noach l'Yisrael. We see, says Hagoyin of Aron Kotler Zatzal, that there is an equation between katlus and gadlus by a Jew and by a goy. Otherwise, when in Hilchos Malachim the Rambam says Ben Noach Katan, Rambam should have told us what a Katan is. Listen, if there's a distinction between a Jewish Katan and a Goyish Katan, tell us. But if you didn't tell me there's such a distinction, then I'm going to assume that I'm going to take you at face value what you said in Hilchos Ishus, that a Katan is a Katan is a Katan. Whenever I see Katan, I know what a Katan means. So there it would emerge then that a Goy Katan is the same as a Jew Katan. A goy gadol is the same as a Jew gadol, because the Rambam doesn't redefine katan when he gets to goyim. So he's somech on what he says in Hilchos Ishus. That's a moiridik raya from the Rambam. Another raya, zok the Rambam, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, in the achta perek, in the eighth perek, in the ninth halacha. Rambam writes, "Nochri katan o shoyte, einu mevatel avodah zarah." If you have a nochri who is a katan, a rishote, a minor or a insane person, he doesn't have a din that he can nullify avodah zarah. And this is from the sugya in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Says there in the Gemara, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Rabba Bar Bar Chana says the name of Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi. Pam Achas, Hayisi Mahalech Acha Rabbi Lazar Akapor Baribi Baderech. Once, I was walking on the road behind Rabbi Lazar Hakaper Baribi. Umatza Sham Tabas, and he found the ring there. Ve'aleh Tzuras Drakon. And on the ring was engraved the figure of a dragon. The ring was thus forbidden for all benefit. Because it's an idolatrous figure. Umatza Oved Kuchovim Koton. Lazar ben Kapor encountered an idol worshipper who was a minor. V'lar melo klum. But he didn't say anything to him. Umatza Oved Kuchovim Godol. He then encountered an adult idol worshipper. V'lar melo batli says, V'mvatel it. But he didn't. Satro vitla. So Lazar ben Kapor struck him. And the idolater then nullified it. Shema Mina Tlas. We learned three things from this, and one of the Shema Minas is Ushma Mina Yodea Batif Shalavai Dezaro Misham Shea Mivatel. Shena Dea Batif Vodazaro Mishena Mivatel. One who knows the nature of idolatry and its accessories can nullify an idol. But one who does not know the nature of idolatry and its accessories cannot nullify an idol. Ad kan midivrei kotra shel haGemara. So in the Gemara, in this story, we see that the first nachri was a katan, and the second was a gadol. And then the Gemara tells us that the din nachri is mevatel v'dezara is contingent on whether the nachri knows the nature of avodah zarah or not. It's tzarich iyun al Rambam. Rambam says that it's talui, that it depends on whether the nachri is a katan or a gadol. And the Gemara, you're right, the Gemara says katan and gadol, but it says afterwards it depends whether he knows the nature of avodah zarah or not. So bishleim, if we say that a goy has a din godless and katnus, so then it's pashut that the Rambam changed the lashon of the Gemara b'miskaven or b'diuk. The Rambam was very precise in changing the lashon of the Gemara. Ki kachu adin, kemo shekasev haRambam, because the din is as the Rambam says it. Shanachri hakotan. Eino mol bitulo vafilim hu yodea b'tiv avodah zarah, because garnished is gehelfen, as they say in French. Nothing's going to help. If you're a katan, knowing the tiv avodah zarah is not going to help. And a gadol, his bitul is going to help. And that's mikoach halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. But if we say that by a goy there's no din katnus and gadlus, so the question is, why did the Rambam change the din from the lashon of the Gemara? The lashon of the Gemara says it's tali if you know tiva avodah zarah, and it's not tali in katnus and gadlus, but rather it's tali if you know the nature of idolatry and its accessories. So it's muchach from the Lashon of the Rambam that he holds that the shear of godless that's tali in 13 years in one day also applies to a guy. Because otherwise, what was going on over here? According to the Rambam. Why did the Rambam change the lashon of the Gemara? The Gemara says it's tali if he knows tiva avodah zarah. And the Rambam paskins that it's tali if he's a gadol or a katan. So if you hold it, there's a din godless and katnas, then the Rambam makes sense. Because he says there's a chilik between a gadol and a katan. And what is a gadol and a katan? So we have no other way of knowing gadol or katan unless the Rambam tells. The Rambam didn't tell us, so if stomach's 13 years old, that's the cutoff point between gadol and katan. But if we say there are no dinei katnas and godless, so what is the Rambam writing here about a katan? Rambam should say what the Gemara says. So we see from the Rambam that there's a musig of katnas and godless. Question is, at the end of the day, how did the Rambam learn the Gemara? The Gemara says that it's tell if he knows Tiva Avodah Zarah or not. So obviously the Rambam's learning that if he knows Tiva Avodah Zarah and he's a katan, then it's not going to help. The only thing is, why does the rise of Mashma the Rambam that a gadol helps b'chol ofen? So hopefully in a future lecture we will discuss that. I see here in the Schottenstein edition, in the footnotes they have a whole bunch of Mayer Makomos Sharmutzin about Locha Seder Yaakov. So Mir Tzeshem, at a future juncture I hope to return to this because it's a fascinating topic. So explains Rav Aaron, V'taymoshel HaRambam Shepasakein D'gam B'anachri Isbe Shi'ur D'gadlus B'yosef Ben Yud Gimel Shanim v'yoyim echot. The reason the Rambam paskin like this, that even a goy has an age of bar mitzvah, mamish chidush gadol. You need a goy. How old are you? Just turned 13. Mazel tov. Even though it's mistaber that a goy shouldn't have shirei gadlus for katnas, the milsa b'taimehi b'nachri lasle shiur malach al moshe misinai, moshkas v'ramshlan ishur mal yisrael bilvad. So what's the pshat? It makes more sense. The guy shouldn't have shiurim, because the Rambam says that shiurim were only given to Yidin. Shiurim weren't given to non-Jews. These halachal moshe misinai only apply to Jews, and yet we prove from the Rambam that they apply shiur of godless also applies to goyim, godless and katnas. So why do all other shiurim not apply, and this does? Remember, there's a big chiluk, and that is that in the ninth parak of Hilchos Malachim, in the ninth and tenth halacha, Rambam writes, "V'chein chayav pachas shav v'pruto benoch shgozah pachas shav v'pruto ba'achir v'gozal mimenu, shneim ne'aragim aleh, v'chein chayav al eiver menachai, v'al boser menachai v'chol shu shelo nidnu asher mel Yisrael b'uvad." So by gezel. A guy is chayiv, even on pachas mishava pruta. And then if one guy steals from another guy pachas mishava pruta, and another guy steals from him, both chayiv misa. He's also chayiv an evir men achay, baser men achay, b'chol shu. Shlo nitnu ashir mel Yisrael bilvad. Now gezel is a mitzvah shenit stavu by Yisrael misinai. Gezel is a mitzvah that we Jews have from Sinai, and Bnei Noach have from their Sheva mitzvahs. And the mitzvah was given to the Jews with a shear of a pruta. And a Jew who stole pachas mishav a pruta writes the Maggid Mishnah at the beginning of his Geneva that he's over begezel midin chatzi shir asur min haTorah. But by Nachrim, that they weren't given a shear of a pruta b'isur gezel, so they have isur gezel even with less than a shear. They weren't given a shear. So even a half a pruta works for them. We were given a shear of a pruta. That's going to be our minimum. Half a pruta, chatzi shear is asur min haTorah. It's also asur, just not as a whole shear. Goyim weren't given a shear, so maybe even less than a pruta. Eiver min achai, the Rambam talks about the iser kizayis of achilas iser wasn't given to Bnei Noach. And Mimela, you know what their shear of Eiver min achai is? A mashu. So we can say that by gezel, and we can say that by Eiver min achai, but that goyim were given a din of godless and katnus that goyim should have a din of godless and katnus, but there's no shear. How old is godless and katnus? The Rambam says it can't be. Because the Iker Din godless and katnus is a din das, that a maisa done by a katan is a maisa beli das. And if a gadol does it, then it's with das. That's the Iker Din godless and katnus. We know that's when we're considered to have das. So since by Goyim there's also a din das, they also have to know what they're doing, like the Rambam writes, because if a Goy is shogeg, the achas mimitzvois of his pater miklum. So therefore it would make sense that what's said by a Jew, that when is a Jew considered to have das? At age 13. A Jewish male and a Jewish female at age 12. So that's going to be their shear. The Rambam holds that lo yitachein, that there's not a specific time. The Rambam holds there has to be a specific time. So what's the most logical time? When they get das, just like our jazman is when we get das. So why should a goy be any different than a Jew? Just like we get das at 13, they get das at 13. That's when it's considered, that's the standard age. Right? We know that by a Jew, there's some 11-year-olds that have a lot more das than 15-year-olds. But the halacha Moshe Mesinai is that there was a set time made, like the Gemara says, no amounts that everybody, you decide each one, you're going to start giving them various intelligence tests. And okay, you're 11, you're 12, you're a gadol, you're 9, you're a gadol, you're 15, you're 18, you're still a katan. You can't live like that, so there's a standard age. So too by goyim. It's going to be the same thing. It's going to be 12 for a girl and 13 for a boy. Because the Rambam's assuming that they have to have a specific shear. They weren't given a shear for gezel, they weren't given a shear for eating, but we know that they were given katnus and godless. So to say that they're given katnus and godless and there's no shear, right? The Rambam talks about a nachwi katan. The Rambam says, "Perakid mechustachem lacha beis ein onshem lo katan lo cheres fishenem bnei mitzvus." So this katan, the Rambam is learning, is going to be equal to the Jewish katan, and the gadol is going to be equal to a Jewish gadol. So it comes out that it's not tallying their das like the Chasam Sofer and other people hold, that it depends on the goy, but rather it depends on age. And Mirtz Hashem, we will hopefully continue b'li neder this discussion. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.